Hello, thank you for joining LTC DON Chat, a podcast brought to you by the American Association of Post-Acute Care Nursing, APACN. I'm Denise Winsler, Curriculum Development Specialist for APACN, and we're going to be changing things up a little bit today. I'm going to be your host for today's podcast. I'm here today with Amy Stewart, Chief Nursing Officer for APACN. Amy joins us today to discuss facility culture, what it is, why it's important, and how listeners can assess and implement strategies to improve their culture. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you, Denise. I'm happy to be on this end of the podcast this time.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So facility culture is so important, especially when it comes to recruitment and retention of good employees. Amy, can you provide our listeners with an overview of facility culture?
I would love to, Denise. There's a lot of different definitions of facility culture, but overall, facility culture is a collection of attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors that make up the work atmosphere and the environment. A healthy workplace culture aligns staff behavior and facility policies with the overall goal or mission of an organization. Work culture also determines how well a person fits into their environment at a new job and whether or not they want to stay at the new job. Lastly, attitude, work-life balance, professional development, growth opportunities, and job satisfaction all depend on the culture of your workplace. I think that most of our listeners have worked in an environment where they felt they didn't fit in. Maybe it's because someone wasn't treating them in a professional manner, or maybe it was because the facility tolerated incivility out of fear of having less staff. Now think about a workplace that you've worked in that had a good culture. What made it good? And consider how you might be able to replicate that good culture in your current facility.
You know, Amy, I think you're right. Unfortunately, I think we've all experienced at least once in our lives a facility with a poor culture. Why should the director of nursing services or the DNS care about facility culture?
Great question, Denise. There are several reasons why culture matters. And I would say most people are going to go directly to the obvious reason of retention and turnover, and I'll highlight more on that in a few minutes. But to me, it's all about the residents. That's why culture matters. Resident outcomes are tied to having consistent staff. But beyond outcomes, residents also pick up on how staff feel. They sense the culture too, and for that reason, the DNS should make culture a priority for the residents. The staffing mandate is another reason. Maybe it'll come out and maybe it won't. But assessing facility culture and putting measures in place to address staff experience can help with retention. It's better to be prepared for the release of the staffing mandate than to hope it never comes to fruition. One way to prepare for the mandate is to work on retention and turnover. Facility culture often is tied to and impacts retention and turnover. Another reason to be concerned about culture is the number of quality initiative programs that are using turnover as a quality marker. You have the SNF VBP, so beginning in fiscal year 2026, the turnover measure will be added to SNF VBP. Turnover is also currently used as part of the staffing domain in the 5-star rating. Lastly, survey. Surveyors are great on picking up culture issues, which may lead to more questions for residents and staff. I've seen situations where residents expressed concerns about how staff were being treated and the culture, and the surveyors went on to cite this facility at a harm level because the residents were impacted by the culture.
Yeah, surveyors do have a knack for sniffing that kind of stuff out. Amy, how can the DNS and other nurse leaders assess and improve their culture?
I'm so glad you asked that, Denise. APACN has a newly released culture assessment tool, and this is specifically geared towards the nursing department. There'll be a link for this tool in the resource section. And in order to improve the work culture, the leadership team, including the DNS, need to really understand what staff are saying about the work culture. And to find out, you must ask, right? If you're putting solutions in place without asking staff what they need or what they want, it's likely that the interventions that you put in place won't improve the culture. But once you have this feedback, look for common themes. Are staff saying this culture is siloed? If so, look for ways to work more collaboratively with staff. Unfortunately, if they say it's a toxic culture, you may need to collect more information. Is it one person that makes it toxic? Is it a group of people? If so, either way, you're going to have some tough decisions to make because it may mean you need to let some toxic people go so that your new hires will stay.
Thank you for that, Amy. That is fabulous information. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
There is something I'd like to share with listeners, and I'd like them to think about. As the DNS, how you recruit and how you onboard, how you provide feedback can all impact facility culture. When you think about it, every touch point with staff matters. How they interact with other staff matters. And how does staff report these experiences? As the DNS, it can be overwhelming to listen to staff concerns on top of all the other tasks. But listening is really what leadership is all about. And if problems with the facility culture go unnoticed or unaddressed, they'll only continue to grow. This assessment allows the DNS to survey the culture and help identify common concerns so interventions can be put in place to move the culture forward.
Absolutely, Amy. And thank you so much for joining me and allowing me to discuss this very important topic with you today.
Thank you for having me.
Listeners, thank you for joining us today. For more resources and tools for nurse leaders, please visit our website at www.aapacn.org. To ensure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the LTC DON Chat podcast.
Nurses Week is May 6th to 12th this year, and at APACN, we are recognizing the LTPAC professionals who are shining bright. Mark your calendar and plan to celebrate NAC Day on May 7th and Nurse Leader Day on May 8th. Also on May 8th, be sure to join the Education Foundation Zoomathon to help raise money for nursing scholarships. Learn more at APACN.org.